Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fourth and final hour of this live radio broadcast on this Thursday, the 18th day of February 2010. We are now going to have open phones. They have now removed Mr. Stack's reported business website that was linked on the front page to his suicide/manifesto, supposedly. It has now been pulled by the hosting company. We printed it off, so we have the only copy of it out there. It's not cash. We're looking for it. They're in there making copies of it. We are here in Austin, Texas, where this is all unfolding and taking place. I'm going to continue to give you the latest developments and recap this. We've got reporters on the scene, but right now let's go to your calls quickly. Grant in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My phone call is extremely important. I talked to the guy who answered your phone, and I told him it wasn't related to the plane crash, but he let me on. Can I please go on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My producers were talking to me. I wasn't ignoring you. They just popped in. Say it again.
Okay, I talked to the guy who answered your phone, and I told him this is not related to the plane crash, but it's very important. Can I please go on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I've been on hold since David Icke, before he started talking about...
I'm going to have to let you go in just a minute, though. I can't have any more prefaces. Just say what you want.
Okay, I made a website about never-before-revealed veiled symbolism in the Great Seal of the United States that relates to Masonic... emblems that relate to the Great Seal. Can I give you the web address?
Yeah, go ahead and do your plug, man.
Okay, it's www.greatsealallletterstogether.webs.com. That's www.
I gotta go. I told you, no, come on. I mean, normally 99% of the time it's just wide open phones, however you want. I'm really trying to get people's response to this. You know, they're going to try to frame everybody with this attack now, don't you? You know, I predicted this would happen in Austin. I mean, come on. This is serious business. They're trying to suppress our whole peaceful retaking of the states to get our country back. If we don't do this, the banks are going to suck us all dry. We do lots of shows on symbolism, but I'll check it out, okay? Heather in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say that I was watching Fox News. We're not fans of Fox News, but I figured it would be quite hilarious to watch what they were going to be saying and listening to your show at the same time and how their stories have changed every 2 minutes and getting everyone's perspectives on this. But we do recall listening to you and you talking about a staged attack in Austin, and then I heard you say that, and I just think it's a great thing what you do, Alex. You tell the truth, and it's so much better than anybody watching Fox News and Glenn Beck and all these other crazy people that think that they're constitutionalists and they're not. And we just applaud you and commend you. We're David Icke fans. He was great today. And we just wanted to say thank you for you doing what you do to let everybody try to wake up in this country that we're living in that's so god-awful. Everyone thinks it's just so great.
Well, God bless you, Heather. What we need listeners to do, because all of my team is working their fingers to the bone, and we don't mark down our predictions. I have probably said 50 times or more that they're going to stage a terror attack in Austin and blame it on the anti-New World Order True Tea Party. And I've told you they're going to try to kill Obama or stage an attempt to come after us. Now, I said that a while back. Now, Beck and them are following that as a pre-programmed point, saying that. And they've expanded it from not just 9/11 truthers in the Tea Parties. Now they're saying any patriots, anybody that thinks Obama wasn't born in the U.S. I mean, it's so obvious. Folks, we've got COINTELPRO stuff going on so many facets, on so many fronts, in so many ways. I mean, that December 8th article that Aaron Dykes wrote from the NPR interview with the admitted federal informant, and I told you that was the case back year before last at the Republican National Convention in Minnesota, where these people would not go firebomb. And then he just kept pushing them and pushing them and then tried to set them up. And then they arrested him. And then the firebombing of the governor's mansion. And then the firebomb, and they tried, and then the same person reportedly tried to get them to firebomb Brave New Books. Then they tried to set me up. I mean, this is bad, folks.
A afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember a week and a half ago, this Obama-obsessed supporter, this professor goes and shoots and kills three people? The media didn't make any big deal out of that. Just a complete nut. Because Obama is the establishment person. But the Democratic operatives are everywhere on the Democratic Underground and the Fox Nation website. I hope these sites follow the IP addresses back to the Democrats. Are blaming the Tea Parties. This article is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I need listeners to go back to the audio files, the YouTubes, everywhere. Because we can't do this, but millions of you can find it quickly and email it to showtips@infowars.com. Because you know I predict all this with total precision. I don't even know how I do it. We don't make a lot of predictions. I think I made like five the last year, and they basically all came true. I see their pre-programming. It's like asking somebody who can hit a baseball really good, how do you do it? Well, you just, or, you know, a little bit of training, research, but you've just got the right stuff. Or how does a high jumper do what they do? Or how does somebody paint a beautiful oil painting? How does some children are naturals at music, others aren't? I mean, I've got a lot of gifts. All of us have gifts. But the most important thing of thousands of pieces of info I collate to come up with my information, kind of when the data card pops out, is years of research on subjects, and then it finally all comes together. And then the data card kind of pops out, and that's the answer. And it looks easy, but it's not. But it's the gleam in their eye. You know, I taped this. I had two employees at the time. I would just, with VHS tape, you know, those TV sets that had the VHS player recorder on the bottom, I would just record Fox News, CNN, and I would run on the treadmill in 2001 almost every day at like 5 o'clock and flip around on the channels. And I would watch about an hour or two a day while I was doing research online and things of television on in the background. I got to where it was so painful to watch, it made me so upset and so angry that I pretty much have quit watching television except for little boiled-down YouTube clips. The listeners kind of collate that for everybody and activists out there. And I remember watching Hardball with Chris Matthews about 3 months before 9/11. And I already had a lot of other evidence they were going to attack the World Trade Center again and use bin Laden. But he had Gary Hart and Warren Rudman of the CFR Commission, kind of the twin of the PNAC people, Project for New American Century. And I had just read PNAC around that time, how they needed a new Pearl Harbor event and all this, and I'd seen Rand Corporation saying the same thing. And I saw them having an evil celebration together, Rudman, Hart, and Chris Matthews. And it was like 3 months before 9/11, so somebody go find those archives. And I'm sitting there on the treadmill running, and I've got headphones on to listen to it, plugged into the TV across the room. In the old days, it wasn't wireless. It was low-tech, you know, string across the room, wire. And people always ask how I know this stuff. This is just one little snapshot example, and it really hit me. And they were saying, life's about to change in America. And Chris Matthews was getting excited, saying, I'm so honored. Thank you for revealing this. And he was, and they were acting, they were all twittering around. Psychopaths like to do stuff in public in front of everyone. This is why Matthews hates my guts so much, because he knows I've reported this a lot. And they said, yeah, you're going to have big things. Troops are going to be on the streets in America. Things are going to change. You're going to see big things happen with tall buildings. And I knew the feds had bombed the World Trade Center the first time, cooked the bomb, trained the driver, provocateured it. And I knew they were already starting to hype bin Laden's going to get us in the media. And the Pentagon was saying, once we get attacked, life's going to change. We're going to take over. They were prepping the police and everybody for this. They meant to hit the Capitol with one of the other planes, the Pennsylvania plane, but it didn't, thank God, because the military didn't follow orders and did the right thing and shot the plane down. And it all just hit me. And I went on, and I thought about it a few weeks and went on air and said, you know, specifically World Trade Center, bin Laden, next 2 months. And it's the same thing, but a no-brainer with the flu. It's a no-brainer. We have emergency managers on in Indiana. We get Bureau of Prisons, California, New York, other reports. We get the actual secret documents. You know, don't distribute this to the public. The state of New York with Homeland Security wants you to get ready for hundreds of thousands dead per cemetery. You know, how many can you bury? They're telling the emergency manager the same thing. Harden your police stations for martial law. Get ready. The public's going to attack you. And it's going to be flu-based. It's going to be a flu pandemic that causes this. So I went on air and said, the feds are saying this is going to happen. We're not saying that. But they're going to try martial law through this. And then they tried the forced inoculation in New York, Massachusetts, and other states. That actually happened, remember? And it's the same thing. When we've got COINTELPRO like cockroaches in a cheap restaurant at 3 a.m. or a cheap motel running around, and they're trying to set us up on every front, and they're coming out of the woodwork, and they're trying to connect us somehow, and cops are around my office to the bombing at the firebombing at the Molotov attack. And then I learn a federal informant, the same one that set people up with Molotovs in Minnesota, and the same one connected to hanging out with a Palestinian that got murdered, is trying to get Brave New Books firebombed, and I realize Austin's the center of the resistance, and literal people have all moved here just to attack me. They come set up shop. We're patriots. Attack Jones! Ah! You know, I mean, it's just, whoa! You know, endless lies, endless fraud, and you can't It's not, you, I guess you could sue COINTELPRO because then that's what they want. It slows you down. It ties you in. But it's almost good they've been attacking me because it let me know what was going on. And there was a lot of other data that came in. And so I've been telling you for the last 6 months, really, but intensely since December, they're going to stage a terror attack and blame it on patriots in Austin. 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 And I'm telling you, that's in their card. It looks like they've played it. Other terror attacks. God, I predicted it all. I predicted attacks on airplanes in December, like 2 weeks before, because it's all the prepping. And I'm predicting they're going to try to kill or stage an attack that won't be real. The president, Barack Hussein Obama, because that's how they get to play the part of victims. And I'm telling you, folks, because we're kicking their butt, they see us rising against them, everything they do is falling apart, they're going to pull the stops out. I'm telling you. There's a lot more goes into it, but that's basic. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
You bet. I regretfully congratulate you on the accuracy of what's going on. I'm not surprised at all to see this. I think it's important that despite having to deal with this and potentially get the word out that, you know, this looks like a staged occurrence, that focus remain on continuing to support Deborah Medina, getting the word out like you were talking about regarding Palin and Perry.
Oh, that's another thing. Now Perry, just like the hurricane, got his approval rating up from 20 points. He was down at like 20. He got up to 40. Now it's back down to low 30s. He'll now get to grandstand, and he is grandstanding. And again, why would they stage something just for a governor? Because if he goes down, the states' rights movement gets a huge boost, which is the number one threat to the New World Order.
Absolutely. And I think at this point, if nothing else, because of the points that you made, regarding Palin.
I told you yesterday they were about to stage something and come after us in Austin.
Absolutely, and what needs to happen at this point, if nothing else, hey, Palin needs to be, Palin and Perry ought to be tied in somehow with this, and certainly put out there to say, hey, look, you know what, we do have Palin as a supporter, and if they're going to blame this whole thing on truthers or, you know, tenthers or what have you, we got Palin in support of a 9/11.
But see, Fox doesn't want to damage Beck, so that's why the last month he's been positioning himself going, we're the good Tea Party. We're not violent. But there are these birthers and truthers that want to bomb things and kill the president. I promise you they're about to attack. Now, I was already saying they were setting us up before, but now he's prepositioning to go, we're the good Tea Party, we're the Republicans, but we've got a clean house. There's a fight happening for the soul of the Tea Party. I mean, it's totally clear it's staged. Mike, how can people not see this?
That's why it needs to be continued, that we continue to share this with other people. We continue to go to these radio stations and say, hey, look how clear the path is, and lay it out for them, you know, spoon feed them the baby food, because they're not going to see it on their own. So
Republicans and Obama working together to suppress the rebellion and states' rights resistance. They're all working in tandem together. Look at Joe Biden saying he's worried about lone nut terror attacks 2 days ago.
Well, I would encourage you, Alex, to continue with the types of videos that you just put out where you spell it all out, because I had a friend call me last night, actually, and said, hey, I'm watching Glenn Beck. Isn't he awesome? I said, absolutely not. And I tried to explain to him, and he says, I don't get all the politics stuff. I just know I'm enjoying watching Beck. I said, well, then you got to go over to InfoWars, and you got to watch this video, and it'll explain it to you very clearly. And that's what people need. People need it in simple baby steps like that to introduce to them where these problems are, why this stuff is not just, as he said, Glenn Beck just tells it like it is. No, he doesn't.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. Again, anti-Tea Party people are now coming out saying this is all our fault. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Austin plane crash labeled right-wing domestic terror attack by Obama supporters. We knew how this was going to go. It's already happening. Counter them now, day one.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
As it develops minute by minute with the now what the feds are calling kamikaze attack in Austin by a anti-IRS protester against the IRS, oh boy, as it all develops, we're posting it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, man. This is just so bad. It just confirms everything I already knew. It just gets worse and worse by the minute. But the good news is not that many people were killed. One is too many. This guy supposedly died. One other person's missing. A couple were hurt real bad. And that's terrible. But, you know, you can have an 18-wheeler overturn and kill 20, 30 people on the highway, and it doesn't even hardly make the news. This is terrible, though, and they are going to really push it. And you add all the other weird airplane stuff going on, people supposedly trying to open the door on a big plane out west. We've got the flight numbers here. Another bomb threat grounding another plane. It just goes on and on and on. And then simultaneously, the feds show up all over the country. Fourth Amendment trashes, airport tyranny hits the streets, setting up airport-style checkpoints everywhere. I mean, this is all coordinated. Once you learn how they operate, it's so clear. And pray for Infowars.com. Pray for me. Pray for my staff. Pray for my crew. Pray for all of us here, because I just learned yesterday, high levels, you know, inside the system, directly in a meeting with Rick Perry, that they are very upset about Deborah Medina leading the state's rights charge, myself and Ron Paul. And it's kind of creepy being the center of attention of the New World Order. JC in Ohio, then William, Robert, Cameron, Blake, and others. JC, go ahead.
First, I would like you to know that, you know, your show, it's being censored. Every time that, you know, you listen to it, you know, you can hear like little blanks going in and out of what you're saying. So, you know, one should be aware of that.
Well, how are you listening to us?
Well, I'm listening to you over the net and through my phone. And, you know, I listened to you over my net, and, you know, I thought maybe it must have been my Skype, because, you know, I got Skype credit and listened to you through it. But through the phone, you know, it still blanks in and out. So, I mean, you know, it may be, you know, some technical difficulty with maybe your media or something.
How often is that happening?
Well, it's happened for the last 3 days. Ever since I've been listening to you, you know, it blanks in and out, you know, of what you're saying. You know, I'm really not for sure, you know, about what's going on, but, you know, sure that you...
Well, I want to ask the listeners, are other people having this... Let me ask Matt, one of the IT guys. Hey, Matt, are you getting reports of the Internet cutting in and out? Okay, well, we'll have to check into that. I appreciate your call, JC. William in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it's Maryland. I'll have a copy of that guy's manifesto on my site. I'm not going to plug it. Take it 152272. That way you can get it. Secondly, cell phone networks are highly regulated and censored. They usually have very low data caps. And so anything that starts using bandwidth, like your show, they'll start chopping it. So it's probably not your end. It's probably him listening on his cell phone. I'm on a cable modem, and I'm not having any problems. Check out that ticket. You can get a copy of this guy's manifesto. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Yes, sir. We have a copy of his manifesto. Paul Watson actually found it first, and the Statesman broke it in the mainstream media a couple hours ago. Yes. Yes, we have his manifesto. Thank you, William. Robert in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Howdy. This is Robert. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this airplane attack.
Yes.
I'm going to hold off judgment for myself whether or not this is a false flag or not. I believe it might be a real attack that's being twisted to fit their agenda.
And it just so happens to be Austin, like I predicted, and it just so happens to be an anti-globalist. I don't know, man.
I don't know, but then again, they can use it against you. I mean,
have
I
you seen all this heating up? Have you seen all the preparation for this?
That's true. That's true. But at the same time, I'm reading this guy's manifesto, and he says that he's intentionally doing this to make them do this.
But we don't know. Listen. Let me explain something. Gary Webb, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning book and articles, Dark Alliance on CIA Drug Dealing, they came in his house, they shot him twice in the head, and they had him before they killed him. They said, we're going to kill your family, that's how it works, if you don't write this up. Now, in that case, we know he was being threatened and said he would never commit suicide. Same thing with the D.C. madam. In this case, we don't know who put this on his website. We don't know he really wrote this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time with it because part of his manifesto sounds right, part of it doesn't.
Tell you what, Robert, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Exactly. You read this, it's like these fake Al-Qaeda letters the feds have been caught putting out. They're always real twisted and weird. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Well, the building hasn't collapsed yet in North Austin from the airplane strike. They were telling the locals, though. Our reporters Rob Dew and Jason Douglas were out there. Oh, it's probably going to collapse because everybody knows when a plane crashes into a building, it collapses. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but it collapsed. Incredible. Now, this is another story here. I said hours and hours before they took the alleged kamikaze attacker of the IRS facility, the IRS office building in North Austin, I said we needed to get the internet records, and a lot of good internet people know how to get into people's websites. And I thought to myself, if they take that website down, there's no reason to do it. They're trying to cover something up. And they're grabbing all the video footage. You'd think, well, that's for the investigation. No. So when you go to Stack's website, embeddedart.com, we have this all linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says this website has been taken offline due to the sensitive nature of the events that transpired in Texas this morning and in compliance with a request from the FBI. If you want to see the original letter, please see the archived version of the Smoking Gun. And we have it, of course. Watson first discovered this, and then the Statesman picked it up, and the Smoking Gun. We have it saved up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. So the FBI request they take the site down? Isn't there even danger of losing it if they do that? But archive.org has it. They already had it because they basically saved most of the sites. The Wayback Machine, I bet, has it. All these other sites that save sites. This is very suspicious. This gets worse by the minute. I want to continue with Robert, Dan, Cameron, Blake, and Guy. I was going to have this fellow on for about 20 minutes today, but because of this story, we're focusing mainly on what could be a false flag attack, could be a random nut, but it doesn't look good with all the pre-preparation we've seen. The New York Times, Newsweek, all these publications attacking me. My crew all read the Texas Monthly cover story they did. In fact, you guys have that article? Is there a copy left around here? It's one of the fairest pieces I've seen, but still a hit piece, still deceptive. And I wanted to take issue with it and go over some of the disinformation in it. I'll have to do that later in the week, tomorrow, Sunday, or next week, because all this is overshadowed. But Alex Jones is about to explode, is the article. And scroll down. I don't know if they have any of the other photos that are actually in the actual magazine. But it's just something else. The point is, all this media is covering us. I wouldn't even call this a hit piece. I think Blakesley, the guy that wrote it, is a nice guy and really believes what he wrote. Just some of it's wrong. Basic stuff. Like I said, no, we had the 9/11 Truth Conference in 2006 in Los Angeles, and it says 2007. They didn't change that. It says, I said we would have martial law from the flu outbreak. No, I said the feds were preparing for it, and we're going to try to test it. I gave them the videos. I gave them the evidence of where I said it. Didn't matter. It's in the article. Stuff like that. The point is that media all over the place isn't going to give us attention unless we're being built up to be destroyed. And they're attacking the Tea Parties. They're attacking the anti-Federal Reserve people because the globalists are on the ropes. They're in trouble. Let's go to Anthony Heil from We Are Change Ohio, who in October of 2008 at a campaign event got Sarah Palin to talk about she wants a new 9/11 investigation. Now, that's more than what Deborah Medina said, saying, well, I agree people have a right to their own opinions. Beck made a big deal out of that, but here's his darling going further than her. This story is getting out there to a lot of people to show the hypocrisy, but now we're not really talking about that today because of the attack. But I know you're a listener, Anthony. Have you not heard me break down all these different facets? Do you agree with me that this looks very suspicious, or what's your take on this attack?
Well, Alex, it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and walks like a duck. So, I mean, we don't have all the information right now, but as we saw before back over the summer, the Von Broom fella, right after this incident happened, Glenn Beck was immediately saying, oh, look, it's this guy's a hero to the 9/11 truthers. So the media is definitely going to use this to try and spin it in some way because we're seeing that the Tea Parties are failing. The Republican co-op of the Tea Parties are completely failing.
And by the way, they are. I mean, Nevada, Arizona, California, Texas, major Tea Party original groups are saying, we are not with the Republicans. Get out of here.
Right. I mean, the Ron Paul and the 9/11 Truth Group started the Tea Party movement. We started that in 2006, 2007, and now it's being hijacked by people like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. And people aren't falling for it. They're tired of Democrats. They're tired of Republicans. People are hungry for a new solution. And
the controlled liberal media tried to label it as a right-wing thing. That's failing.
It's failing completely.
Because if it's not a right-wing thing, it's a populist constitutional thing, and we can get liberals and conservatives to agree on getting our country back.
Exactly, and they're definitely afraid of people like Deborah Medina, who is a true constitutionalist candidate, and that's why Glenn Beck, he mentioned 9/11 just out of the blue, just like in 2007 when Ron Paul, they asked him during the primary debate, they tried to group him in with 9/11 truthers. He just said, that's their free speech, that's what they can do, I'm not associated with, I have my own views. And it's happening again, and it's just disgusting. And I think this really shows Glenn Beck, this really shows his true colors and who he's working for.
Well, I agree with you, and I hope this isn't staged. I hope this was just a nut or somebody who was really mad at the IRS and did something terrible. But they're already spinning it in the media. Headline, right-wing domestic terror attack. Austin plane crash labeled right-wing domestic terror attack by Obama supporters. They're already out there with their talking points pushing this to now demonize the Tea Party and label it as right-wing and extreme.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a co-op. Like I said before, the co-op of the Tea Party movement, the freedom movement, the constitutional movement, the neocons that have been trying to co-op that, it's completely failing in their face. And it just looks like they're getting desperate. I mean, like I said, we don't know. This just happened today. But hopefully it doesn't come out as being as David Icke would say, a problem, reaction, solution.
Well, they know that if they immediately posted on his site, and the way they would do this is they'd kill him, stick him in a plane, remote control him into the building. That's even better than classic mind control. That's a classic op, and there's a good chance that's what happened. Again, I predicted exactly what would come out with the underwear bomber. 3 or 4 days after it happened, they let him on the plane. They got him on. Somebody else was there. They were videotaping it in the drill to make him think it was part of a drill. They set him up. They blocked him from being on watch lists. The government ordered the State Department to let him on board as part of an intelligence operation. Same thing with the 9/11 hijackers. We've had the former head of the embassy where they got through from Saudi Arabia here confirming that. You know, we've learned their fingerprints. We've learned what makes them operate. We've learned how they tick. And so looking at this and looking at all the preparation and looking at everything that goes into it, if it's a staged op, look for them to find more and to find out he's a 9/11 truther and to find out he's a birther. Because, again, they'll give you something that's just kind of wider against the IRS at first because they know if they come out with him being a 9/11 truther immediately, people won't buy that. But look for them to get you hooked and to where it's broadly demonizing anybody that doesn't like the IRS and then expand it out from there. Boy, we see that. Anything else, Anthony?
Well, yeah, this event definitely needs to be investigated. I mean, look at the underwear bomber. Why did they let him into the country without even a passport? So, what I was going to talk about is when I talked to Sarah Palin back in late 2008, I went to this event. I was by myself. I didn't get a good camera angle. I didn't have anybody to come with me, so it was very difficult to angle it. But I asked her, I said, would you support the victims' family members and first responders who were calling for a new investigation? She said, I do twice. And she even asked me myself, she said, were you affected? Do you have friends? And I told her, yeah, I have friends. I have friends and people that have been affected directly. And she said, I do. And this was back, like I said, this was about 2 months after John McCain had, this was 2 months after John McCain announced her as being vice president. So it was just kind of on a whim. I was by myself. It was right in my hometown. So I asked her, and the question is, Alex, why is it that Glenn Beck, who has been propping up Sarah Palin, she said more about 9/11 and supporting a new investigation than even Deborah Medina.
No, you're absolutely right, Anthony. And give us the Ohio We Are Change website.
Sure. It's wearechangeohio.org. We're going to do a showing of Terror Storm this weekend on Saturday. That's up on our meetup. You can just go to meetup.com/OhioWeAreChange. And we're going to keep the ball rolling here in Ohio.
God bless you, my friend. Keep it up. I'm going to go to some more calls here. I'm going to close out the show here and go to some more calls. I may even come back live. I've got to do some international television right when the show ends, but I'm probably going to end up coming back live on the web streams only at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or on the free iPhone app if you want to listen. And we may fire it back up at PrisonPlanet.tv as well for folks. So look for me to be gone about 30 minutes once the show ends, and you'll get to hear me live on air today as this unfolded. And as we say, is it an accident? We hope it's an accident, probably an accident. As we then learn that the guy burned a house down, supposedly stole the plane, that he didn't steal the plane. Now the FBI has ordered his website taken down. Very suspicious. You'll get to hear all that broken down. I'm probably going to pop back in. In fact, for sure later this evening. I got to talk to my crew. We'll post it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is too big, too important. It's like on 9/11 when I ended up doing like 12, 14 hours on Genesis. This is just too important. So, and then, of course, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for all the AM and FM Global Shortwave satellite listeners. But now you understand why these subjects and these issues are so important. False flag terror is the key to everything the New World Order does. They're staged crises. They're fake global warming. They're fake swine flu. They're fake terror. This is how they get it done, and it's been declassified. This is how they get it done. Let's jam in some more phone calls right now. Who's up next here? Robert? All right, we're going to go. What I told Robert, he's going to be able to finish up. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes. One of the things that I wanted to talk about this attack was how they use preemptive psychology. It's like, how do you explain it? It's like they don't wait for people to get mad enough to do it themselves. So they do it and clamp it down before people start doing it themselves.
Well, this is what they do. This is what they do. Exactly. I've likened it to the way they put out an oil well fire by rolling up a big wheelbarrow full of dynamite. The big explosion knocks it out. And that's what they do. But they're not really doing it to stop violence. They're doing it to discredit a movement. Oh, look, you can't have states' rights. You can't have pro-Second Amendment. Those people are Tim McVeigh. Oh, look, you don't like the IRS? You're not going to fly a plane into a building, are you? And then it also gets the government all in an us-against-them mentality, hating the population even more, putting in the naked body scanners to suppress us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's not that I condone violence or any way, shape, or form, but it's like, okay, if it got bad enough to people start doing this stuff, they've done got your number, they've done said that you're crazy long before you've done it, so that you all...
Exactly. They stage lots of fake terror, knowing that when they start FEMA camping and taking more people's children, that peoples are going to defend themselves. And then everybody's already labeled as terrorist. Very good point. Because they've already had all these senseless things against innocent people. I agree with you. Anything else?
I think that this is going to be used against you personally. I think that they chose Austin to put the globalist, magnifying glass over Austin, and you're going to be the little ant right there beside that building. And they're going to say, you're the one that caused this. It was your words, your ideals, and you are going to be made an example of. Because
I agree with you. I agree with you. If not this event, others. They clearly did the event, but their people had been identified by then, so they couldn't blame me for the governor's mansion or one of my supporters. And I mean, they're clearly. Last night I woke up in the middle of the night realizing a lot of other pieces, because when you're exhausted after doing 4 hours of radio, it's really hard to be truly articulate. But in the middle of the night when you wake up with these epiphanies of understanding, you already knew it subconsciously. It's just becoming conscious now. All these big interviews that Fox, CNN, MSNBC, HBO, I've discovered they're all in the last year been making documentaries about tea parties and how they're going to be violent extremists. All to air in April. And last night and this morning, I was planning to come on air and say, but no one will believe it now because I didn't make the prediction, but you know all the others I made, that they're going to blow up IRS buildings. I think they're going to do lots of stuff, and do it in April. Blow up IRS buildings on April 15th, or April 19th, or try to blow them up, and then they're going to have all these documentaries already made, ready to come out and demonize us when this is the big top story. Kind of like they knew Kennedy was going to die, and they produced videos for all the TV stations 6 months before with his brain tumor. Kind of like U.S. troops were already massing all around Afghanistan in the 3 months before 9/11. I mean, they have to preposition this stuff. And so that's the key to intelligence. Before I ever studied the declassified manuals on military intelligence in the field, how you gather it, the government can keep what it's doing secret in the actual manuals. But if you see an army massing across the line from you, you know, that's a basic form of intelligence. They're getting ready for an attack. And, of course, then they know other armies understand that, so they constantly mass troops over and over again till you get conditioned to accept it. This is all a military scientific mind. People who say, oh, military intelligence, that's an oxymoron. Yeah, the military runs this country. They got guys up there with 180 IQs running the entire show, thousands of them. And they're all compartmentalized, and they've got mega organizational geniuses over that. And this myth that government's wasteful and bad and screws up, they always have stories about little things that are going on. It's all designed to be wasteful. It's all designed to bankrupt you. I mean, and I've got a good enough brain, and I've studied history to see their entire program. And let me tell you, it's unbelievable. I mean, to be able to know what they know, but I'm a good guy instead of a bad guy. I could have easily been one of them because I know how they think.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Taxes say Andrew Joseph Stack. He goes by Joe Stack. And I've got to go on Russia Today live to 2 million viewers instantly when the show ends to talk about this. They were going to have me on about the Google censorship publicly of the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic. They say you're not allowed to criticize Obama because he's a racially protected group. The film isn't racial. But even if it was, we supposedly have this free speech in this country. It's unfair trade practices. It's discriminatory. That video is important. It's up on our YouTube channel and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got teachers in other states shooting other people. Tennessee, two principals shot by a teacher. We've got United flight diverted to DIA after a passenger attempted to open an exterior door in midair, Denver Post. United flight diverted to DIA after passenger attempts to open door. Flight diverted to Salt Lake after bomb threat. And this doesn't look good. This just looks like a bunch of... Because, see, what they do is, in the 2 years before the anthrax attacks, they had a congressionally funded study for the CIA of how to mail weaponized anthrax. Then the FBI said it wasn't weaponized anthrax. Then it turned out it was the most weaponized anthrax ever seen on Earth, made by the U.S. government, and was 20 years ahead of anything anybody thought they had. The FBI said it was made to bucket. Remember that? And it turned out the FBI and others did all these drills, never telling federal office buildings and federal courthouses that it was part of a drill, but it came out later. It was drills. Remember all those stories about white powder saying this is anthrax? It's a psyop. Just like all these anti-terror drills where they blow up a bus or part of a building in a town and then later announce it was just a drill. It's to create the perception that there's terrorism. And they've got psyop experts watching because the subconscious mind takes a staged terror attack that's a drill on as if it's real. So they've really had thousands of terror attacks in the U.S. They've also had real terror attacks the government staged that they tell local police to keep quiet about. I mean, there's a lot bigger control grid than you think. The police are a lot more professional than you think. I was driving back from Port Aransas last summer, and I thought, ooh, I want a shot of a refinery for my upcoming film on global warming being a fraud, Fall of the Republic. And so I pulled off on the access road, got out. There's a giant refinery like 2 miles away. I shoot video. I see people in the refinery, closer buildings, about 300 yards away, pointing at me. I'm out there 2 minutes. I get in my car, and I get back on the access, and here comes the state police guy hauling butt up on my hind end, gets my driver's license, peels off. They just wanted to run me through their database system. I mean, they are on it, okay? They're watching everything, ladies and gentlemen. And come on, police, you're not stupid. You know how to investigate stuff. This is staged. But they've blown up a bunch of refineries and then told the public it was an accident. They've had a bunch of other staged terror attacks that were real, but they were staged by the government, and that's why the police and military are scared to death. They're like, there's been a lot of other attacks you don't know about, Alex. And I'm like, I know all about it. And they've had them, you know, nukes on the Texas coast and missing nukes out of South Dakota, and it's just on and on and on. Listen, retransmission's coming up now. You'll get to hear the whole thinking process on the kamikaze attack unfold from when we don't know to when we know, and I'll be popping back in on the internet streams and at PrisonPlanet.tv later today, maybe in the next 30 minutes, maybe in 2 hours. We'll post it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Watch these streams, but stay with us and stay with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as we break it down and document it all. Great job to the crew. We need to hit the ground running on this. If it's a false flag, expose it. We've got the power to turn this around against them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.